A first-of-its-kind event happened in Tucson in May. Casa Libre, a literary nonprofit, hosted a national symposium on transgender and genderqueer poetry. Laura Markowitz spoke with organizer T.C. Tolbert and keynote speaker Joy Layden about the emerging language of trans poetics.
Why should we call a transition a miracle?
T.C. Tolbert is a local poet and co-editor of an anthology. It's called Troubling the Line, Trans and Genderqueer Poetry and Poetics. It's the first collection of its kind. It inspired Tolbert to organize a symposium to talk about the intersections of gender, transgender, and poetry.
This conference is a love letter to my younger genderqueer self who felt incredibly alone and felt like there's no way there's anyone else like me.
There's a common theme among transgender and genderqueer writers, and that is the pain and despair that they experienced growing up fundamentally different from everyone around them.
We're either comedic relief because we're so funny and weird, or we're victims. And that's true too. I mean, the levels of violence against trans people it's exorbitant. A trans person is murdered every other day worldwide. For being trans, I was desperate to see trans and genderqueer people living full, complex, happy lives.
Tolbert teaches creative writing at the University of Arizona, where Tolbert earned a master's degree. It's awkward to pick a pronoun here, because Tolbert isn't exactly a she, and isn't exactly a he.
I'm transgender in that I have a female body, and I've transitioned to live as a masculine person. A lot of people would, you know, refer to me as a guy.
It should be noted you have a beard.
Yes, I do, which I'm very excited about.
If you believe that biology assigns us at birth either to the pink team or the blue team, how do you make sense of transgender?
Experience of gendered identity does not match, and I put that in air quotes, what our society or culture expects based on birth sex. A lot of times when folks think of someone who's transgender, they think of someone who is also transsexual. So someone who has taken steps to change their body. So someone who's on hormones or who's had surgery to transition. And genderqueer is a bit more fluid. It's more of a liminal or middle space. It could also be a more political identity. I use it to foreground the fact that I don't feel like a man trapped in a woman's body. I feel very connected to my female self and very connected to my masculine presentation.
Sometimes T.C. Tolbert uses the pronoun he, she to describe him, herself. Our language falls short when it comes to having the right words for transgender people. That's where poetry can help.
I could do things in language and create a world for myself that I didn't know how to inhabit with my body.
The physical body is not as malleable as the textual body. Mm. You could make any body you wanted on the page.
That's exactly right. I cannot separate my body, my identity from my poetics. I do identify as a trans and genderqueer and feminist writer, all of those things. My ideal poem is a simultaneous poem. I want to take all three of those descriptors and lay them on top of one another because that's who I am, all at the same time. If I can figure out how to do that in a poem, I can be done.
I always liked how Rilke, who admired the sculptor Rodin so much, used to say, how can we write a poem that can stand up and be three-dimensional, that we can walk around it?
Exactly, yes.
I think if any poet came close, it was him. Uh-huh. Who was raised as a girl until the age of 6 or 7.
Exactly, and says to love the questions themselves. For me, as a trans and genderqueer writer, that is a way of life. It's a way of writing.
Like T.C. Tolbert, Joy Layden is a transgender poet. She also took refuge in language from a very early age.
I grew up writing poetry, and that was the only time that I felt that I was really alive, because it was the only thing I could do that was not part of this horrible nightmare of sex and gender that I was stuck in. As someone who had a male outside, which grouped me with the boys, but a female gender identity that made me feel I rhymed with girls.
Suddenly, you exist for a purpose. Your unbelievable confidence that you can escape the skin that felt so ugly and still become yourself changes the people.
Layden holds the David and Ruth Gottesman Chair in English at Yeshiva University's Stern College for Women. She's written a memoir called Through the Door of Life, and she's also published 6 volumes of poetry. She was the keynote speaker at the Trans Poetry Symposium.
One of the things that's cool about not being able to finish the sentence I'm, even though I'm in my 50s, is that it means that my identity is an uncompletable process, which is one of the great human truths. So the thing about being trans that I'm starting to think is one of the ways in which we tend to be different than non-trans people has nothing to do with gender. It has to do with the ratio of the aspects of ourselves that feel stable, that feel like being, that feel like what we know about ourselves, and the aspects that feel like becoming. So for us, the becoming part tends to be way bigger than the being part, or way bigger than other people's being part.
That shifting state of becoming was excruciating for Layden. She tried to kill herself several times. And when she finally decided to transition, it shattered her family.
One trans guy in Canada said, "When you transition, people will tell you you have a lot of courage. When people say that to me, I always say it doesn't take much courage to run out of a burning house." Some people transition before the house is burning down, but I didn't. You know, for the sake of my family, I was determined to die as somebody I knew that I wasn't. And then I started falling apart, so my house was burning down. But I've come to realize that it actually does take courage to run out of a burning house.
T.C. Tolbert calls Joy Layden the godmother of transpoetics. So what exactly is transpoetics? Is it just a transgender person writing a poem?
I'm a poet, and I sometimes write explicitly about trans experience. But when you say poetics, you're talking about the building blocks of making poetic experience. And that, I think, is different.
What do you mean by that?
What makes something poetry is not denotation. So when you write about autumn, in autumn the leaves on the trees turn and it gets windy and cold, the odds of that being experienced as poetry are pretty small. And they're small not because you're doing something wrong with language — denotation and description are important parts of language — but it's small because poetry works by layering, overlapping, and creating collisions between different kinds of semantic and linguistic systems. The use of language triggers neurons to fire all over the brain. So poetry is kind of like creating fireworks inside the reader's brain. And some of those fireworks point us toward specific areas of experience. When it comes to what I would say, what I call trans poetics, to some extent it needs to be grounded in the human experience of being and becoming. So the experiences of being in between, the experiences of sliding back and forth, the experiences essentially of being a kind of thing for which your culture and world doesn't have adequate terms, but which still is.
You don't need to resolve these problems as poets. You need to just find ways to enact them. Make your problems your reader's problems. Give your reader the trans experience. Don't wrap it up into a referential bow. Or do. What kind of syntax do you need? Maybe you do need new nouns. Maybe you need new verbs. Maybe you need new verb tenses. English has a lot of underused and unused verb tenses. There's all kinds of stuff you can do with the English language that most poets don't do most of the time.
Layden says language has been changing.
The word transgender probably is about 15 years old. And until you had that umbrella term, you couldn't have an anthology of transgender and genderqueer poetry and poetics like Troubling the Line, which is the first of its kind. And without that, you wouldn't have had this kind of symposium. So what we're seeing is an extremely accelerated process of historical development.
T.C. Tolbert and Joy Layden hope transpoetics will continue to build a new vocabulary to describe and celebrate those who exist between the binary of male and female.
May there be women who call themselves men. May they see us. May we know them, and may we know them, and may they not kill us. May we not thank them. May they be us. May they not thank us. May we not kill them. May they not kill them. May they call themselves women.
I'm Laura Markowitz for Arizona Spotlight.
And may they not kill us. May we not call them killers.
You can hear both Joy Ladin and T.C. Tolbert read some of their poetry on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.